We continue our focus on turnaround schools now by bringing Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson to the air this morning. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks a lot.
Good morning, Bob.
So let me ask you, do you expect the turnaround for the Blackstone to work, as state officials apparently do?
Well, absolutely we do. We placed Steve Reich, who is a very experienced principal and has been successful in our schools, recently achieved his doctorate at Harvard, to lead this school. He's a very strong administrator, and we believe that he will be able to assemble a team of people to turn the school around. Obviously, though, we'll be monitoring constantly. We've assembled a team also in our accountability office to assist and support the principals in our 12 turnaround schools. And we'll be visiting those schools and working with the leaders and their teams to make sure that they're implementing the plans that they've laid out. And also, I think, you know, if we see that things are not going as well, we will need to intervene and make some other modifications. I don't think that we assume that everything will work exactly, precisely, perfectly, but I think that we're very hopeful that we will see results. We will be very focused on results. The principals had a chance to interview and select new teachers and to recruit people to come and work there. He's assembled partners. This summer we had some summer activities for students at that school. So I think that, like the state, we expect to see results, and we certainly are organized to make sure that it happens.
And what does that mean, you expect to see results? What would an early sign of a school that is turning around be for you?
Well, most of these schools are on the list because they either did not make progress over multiple years in literacy on the English Language Arts exam for MCAS or in mathematics. And if they had a persistently, consistently large number of students who were at a failing level and they really had not made progress over time, they were identified by the state as underperforming. And so we would be looking for significant results. In our original plans, we said we would like to see a 10-point increase because we have had schools make a 10-point increase in the number of students who are at passing or proficiency levels. We've set ambitious goals for the entire district, particularly around first grade and third grade. I don't have the Blackstone numbers right in front of me at this time, but I think we're going to be setting a target for each of our 12 schools, and we expect them to achieve that target. Over the next 3 years, of course, we expect them to not be on the state's list. We would like to see them making consistent progress over time. We know this isn't a one-year event, but we do expect to see, with the large investment that the state is making, with the additional time that we're giving teachers and the flexibility we're giving administrators, with the additional support that we're giving from our central office staff, and reaching out to families and our partners in the community, we expect to see a turnaround of these schools.
All right. Big picture question, Superintendent. The new school year begins with cutbacks in the school department's budget, which covers, of course, the 135 schools in the city. Will funding constraints affect the realistic pursuit of your goals to improve the schools?
Well, first of all, I think that it's absolutely true that all the school districts are planning not for this year but for next year. We'll be confronted with the problem that we will be losing some of the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, or the stimulus money that we received over this last 2 years. And so I think all of the districts in the Commonwealth will see less resources to take on some of the more formidable tasks that we have planned. We believe that we've tried to make investments in ways that are sustainable over time, but I think we will be calling on more of our partners to help us, particularly with things like extended day, making sure that we have additional supports and experiences for students in their after-school time. And so I think that we're continuing to reach out to partners, and we believe those partners can help us bridge the gap between the revenue and expenditures. However, we will be making some very difficult choices, no doubt about it, as we take on our budget for FY12.
Okay, last question, Superintendent. You're in the midst of contract talks with the teachers' union, which have been challenging in the past, shall we say. One idea you've proposed is merit pay. Teachers' pay should be linked to their job performance. Do you expect the teachers to buy that? There's got to be resistance.
Well, I believe that right now we pay our teachers for experience, how many years they work, and for the credits that they earn in terms of more college courses. I just believe that in addition to those two things, which are really important, learning and being having more experience, making sure that we also work with the union to construct a system that's fair where we can reward results. And I think that teachers who work hard should feel like their results matter.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, schools open tomorrow. Good luck, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you.